So Perkins gets her second chance and makes no mistake, and she is pumped.
Just needs to get it inside 50 quickly. Can they get a marker, a crumb? Here's Perkins, gets the crumb, bouncing ball! It's a goal! It's a goal!
One of the great stories to come out of this grand final win is this lady, Tex Perkins. Let's get her on. Sarah, good morning.
Morning to you boys. How are you going?
How are you? A couple of days in. Are you dusty or you've been a good girl?
No, I've been a pretty good girl. I'm just a bit knackered. It's been a long journey to get to the Gold Coast and back.
Yeah. Sarah, honestly, I can't believe the women's football this year. It's been unbelievable. I was sitting in a pub watching it in Clare and the pub was going off. Blokes yelling at the screen, cheering on all the girls and... just another brilliant game of football. You must be pinching yourself how your life's changed over the last few months.
Yeah, definitely. Pinching myself. I'm still waiting for someone to wake me up from the amazing dream that I've been having for the past 5 months. But it's definitely been unreal. And yeah, so thankful to everyone for their support.
Sarah, what have you heard about the days to come? There have been rumours of ticker tape parades and those sorts of things. Has anything been planned, do you know?
No, I don't think anything's been planned as such. I know there's a couple of awards nights coming up with the AFLW awards on Tuesday night,
yep.
Which no doubt Erin Phillips will probably take home every award.
She's nominated for Goal of the Year, Mark of the Year and Player of the Year, isn't she?
Yeah, so let's be honest, she's probably going to clean up. But other than that, I think we're off to Darwin on Wednesday night for our club presentation night, just another night to spend together and celebrate what was an amazing 8 weeks.
Now, let's talk about the grand final, because it wasn't all one-way traffic. It was very, very tight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a very tight game, and credit to the Lions for putting up a good fight and to go through the season undefeated was an amazing effort. And yeah, they deserve to be there, but unfortunately for them, we were just too good on the day.
You were too good. Sarah, your story is incredible. For people out there who don't know, you've lost 40 kilos over the last, year and a half, and you're playing fantastic football. Tell us, how did you lose the weight, and how were you going playing before you'd lost the 40 kilos?
Obviously, wasn't playing that great of football. Obviously, I was still presence on the field, but obviously, just not great movement player. So I just worked really hard in the off season and hit the gym and changed what I thought about life and planned life a little bit better and obviously ate a lot better, and yeah, the weight just started to flow off.
Right, now I need a bit of help here, Sarah. Mm. How do you lose that much weight?
Just a lot of hard work. I think it's not easy. Definitely not easy. But, yeah, just a lot of hard work, and if you've got a goal in sight, that makes it a lot easier.
What about, let's go back to the draft. I know you've talked about this a lot, but it's an interesting story. 152 footballers were chosen ahead of you. That's just ridiculous. I mean, and how could people get it so wrong? Look at where you know, this journey has taken you to now.
Yeah, well, I guess it's hard to describe. I'm not obviously a selector, and I wasn't picking the team, so they obviously had their opinions and their decisions and of who they wanted in their team, and that's fine. And I'm just thankful that I've got a good big brother looking out for me that knew that I deserved to be there, and we were going to do everything we could to get me there.
We know the good players were on the field. Who's been the top three since the final siren, please, Sarah? Give us the top three.
The top three, it's pretty tough. Kelly Gibson had a very good night on Saturday night. I know that much.
She's a girl too.
She is. Anne Hatchard was the first to bed, so I'd probably give her two votes. I think one vote just has to go to Noffy, because she's just a little cheerleader when it comes to things like that, and she's not a big drinker, but yeah, she was one of the best just to have a good time with.
Ebony Marinoff, is that that's the one?
Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah, beautiful.
Sarah, well done, and
enjoy
keep celebrating. Yep, enjoy the week, soak it all up, and there's no reason why you can't go on to bigger and better things. Well done.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Sarah. And I've heard her speak. She's done a lot of interviews weekend, and she's been very, very busy, but she deserves all the accolades, Roo.
Yep. Nah, fantastic to the girls. The first time, first premiership ever in women's football, and it's just an absolutely awesome thing. So well done to the girls, well done to the footy club and the AFL for putting it on, because it's exceeded everyone's expectations.